Here we go, team. Saturday, October 8th, 2022. Heavy day at a high heart rate. That's exactly what this workout was all about when I created and played it in with everything that we had going on in the week, where we're going next week. And we had a heavy day earlier in the week, 5x5 deadlift, so we pulled off the ground for a heavy day. We went below parallel earlier in the week, but on the lighter side with that 95-65 pound barbell. So now we're going to go heavy below parallel, which again we didn't do because we pulled from the ground with the 5x5 deads, and it's with the front squat. And it's a challenging workout. 185 pounds on the barbell for men, 135 for women. Rep scheme goes 15, 12, 9, 6, 3, and that front squat is paired with the chest to bar pull-up. Not even just the regular pull-up, I know, the chest to bar pull-up. So 15 front squats, 15 chest to bars, then 12 and 12, 9 and 9, 6 and 6, 3 and 3. So this still comes out to 45 repetitions, which is the same thing that you would get in a 21-15-9 workout. And I could have made it a 21-15-9 workout, and there would have been nothing wrong with that, but I intentionally did the 15-12-9-6-3 because I wanted, first of all, it'll be plenty tough just like that, but I wanted smaller sets to keep everybody moving. I think as a 21-15-9, there's just going to be a lot more, that's a 21's a huge set. I'm not even going to make a big attempt at it. Let's do a ton of breaks right from the get-go. And then I've got a set of 15 waiting for me after that. Then I'm so dog tired that the set of 9 seems like a Herculean effort. So now we're going to start with the 15, go down, and eventually we get into the 9, the 6, the 3, and again, it will be plenty tough. And the front squat, I'm sure it has everyone's attention, but you're going to be so, you know, that heavy weight metabolically taxes you as well. It's so costly of oxygen. It's always so shocking once you drop the barbell how heavy you're breathing on a workout like this, that now the pull-ups that maybe you didn't pay too much attention to suddenly take on a whole new light, and they're much more challenging and demanding than they seemed initially. So I think this is going to be a tough one, but it's intentionally so. There will be some beasts out there that just blitz it and we're astonished at their times. It happens, that's fine. But for most of us, if you can do those movements and that loading, you have the physical capability and they're safe for you. They might be really darn hard, but are they safe and within your capacity? If that's the case, heavy day at a high heart rate. Drop the barbell when you need to drop the barbell. Take the rest that you need to take and just go ahead and make your way through it. I guarantee that's probably what I'm going to do right there. There's nothing unbroken about this workout as far as I can see, for me anyway. I also have written here that if that loading is just inappropriately heavy, it's beyond your capacity, use 60% of your one rep max front squat. And now for rough guidelines, I would say if I've got an athlete, they're going to do that first set of 15 reps, I would not want to see that broken into more than 3 sets. Okay, so maybe they're like, okay, I'm going to do that set of 15 as 6-5-4. Great, fantastic. If to get to that first set of 15, you need to do 5 sets of 3 with some big chunks of rest, I think we've overextended ourselves. But if it's going to be a 6-5-4, or it's going to be an 8-7, it's going to be a 9-6, it's going to be a 10-5, it's going to be something like that, I think you're right where you need to be. And again, if you think you're making a good decision and then somewhere in the workout you realize you have overextended yourself, it's not worth it. Stop, who cares, let the clock run, doesn't matter. Strip weight off the bar, take the rest that you need, and then go ahead and drive on with the workout there. We've got the wild card option, just kicks down the loading a bit, and we just give you regular pull-ups instead of the chest to bar. Front squat kicks, scale option kicks the loading down even a bit more, and we've got the ring row in there. And I said this, on an affiliate video, but these are supposed to be chest to bar pull-ups, right? So now if you're going to do the ring row option, the ring row is infinitely scalable based upon the angle of your body. Don't make the ring rows easy just to get a fast time. make them so that you have to break them up because you have your body at such an angle that it's really challenging. That really challenging ring row, that's what I would want for today's workout. I don't want anyone blitzing through them unbroken, because that really challenging ring row, that's going to help develop that upper body pulling strength. That's what we're looking for. So enjoy that. And the limited equipment crew, the dumbbell squats, plenty of them. That's what's in your future right there. So I hope everybody enjoyed the heavy day at a high heart rate. Thanks for working with me. Again, this is not my normal, obviously, filming setup and all that stuff. Again, handling some family stuff on the road. I've got a sick, ailing member of my immediate family, or my parents, I should say. And yeah, I'll be filming next week's content from here as well. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk later.